mean? What more can you tell us about the ruling in the court today?
All right. So, right from the criminal court to of the Accra High Court, presided over by Justice Kofi Dogu, he has, or should I say, he quashed the judgment of the juvenile delivered against the 17-year-old Atimota student, who shot and killed his colleague. And then earlier in court, the lawyers of the accused, or like the convict, raised issues of which the court, the High Court, conceded in passing its judgment. And some of these issues, I can say that the court said that, or the lawyers of the convict said that the juvenile court did not have jurisdiction to pass judgment. That is, they're not considering the social inquiry report. And Pascaline, if we talk about the social inquiry report, it is basically the behavior, the attitude of the accused person by then. So they are saying that the juvenile court, before passing its judgment, did not consider that these characteristics, that is the behavior, the attitude of the accused person, before passing its judgment. They also raise the issue to the fact that when a juvenile is standing trial, it must be within 6 months. But in the case of their client, it was more than the 6 months. And also, they are the state attorney. We have the principal state attorney, Frances Ansan. She was also in court, and she also said that no, the trial was within the stipulated time, and it's not true that the trial was more than 6 months. So these are some of the issues that the High Court judge conceded when the lawyers of the convict, you know, raised in court, argued in court, and the court also conceded these main points and then passed its judgment.
Well, that should come as a relief to the parents of the young boy. But were they in court?
Yes, they were.
How would you describe their demeanor?
Oh, actually, when the judge ordered for the immediate release of the boy, you could see smiles all over their faces.
What about the family of the young lady who lost her life?
Well, some were in court, but, their demeanor it was cool. It was cool.
That will be all for now. Yvonne Asariofe is our court correspondent.